Welcome everybody for Inside FPL Matter. Yes, we've been take break after World Cup or before World Cup, and now World Cup don't finish. We are back on the groove. Yes, my people them. How your FPL they go? How your points they go? Say they make sense. Welcome once again. My name is Nasir Timi, the PCFR himself, and inside studio with my guy Emmanuel Moku. Go back to what we see from game week 19, based on people that went to well. For me, the truth be say. Most of the guys they do it, apart from maybe Harry Kane, standard, normal.
Yeah.
Paris itself, I don't know. I get Paris normally, but the outstanding for me now, Mbeumo never really shine. Now, if Antonio we know from Brentford, more or less. Yeah. But Mbeumo, all of a sudden, baba, get goals.
Rush Liverpool. Like.
I don't know whether if any smaller team now won't play Liverpool, maybe I'm going to pick their star boy. Because Trossard, Duam.
Before
World Cup.
Yeah, exactly.
And now Mbeumo don't do them.
Uh-huh.
So maybe anybody want to play Liverpool
defense right now? Everybody's shambles.
Everybody's having a go.
If you score Liverpool anyhow.
But for Mbeumo, 12 points. Not bad. Yeah, but another surprising thing. Luke Shaw score goal surprisingly.
Luke Shaw the hurt right now. Like as in the form of him. Like
and
right
the fact say. Tyrell Malacia goes, they sit down for bench. After that, round we get. So we say no to make sense. Mm-hmm. I think anybody will get Luke Shaw right about now, go enjoy him because
exactly.
Eric Ten Hag, they play him more often.
Yeah. And man, you know, they took conceit.
Yeah.
That's recently. And great one for Luke Shaw.
For me, for the two sports players, the only person I go pick now, or for the three sports players, now only Perisic and Harry Kane. For me, Doherty, I feel say. What's his name now? Antonio Conte is still I don't know. He never sure for that in back line, especially for that wing back.
Yeah.
The mix. This one will play today. This one will play tomorrow.
Sign another player.
Safe. Exactly. So we're not really sure for Matt Doherty. But yeah. Going forward, Harry Kane definitely has to be in your squad. Pass. Then Kane maybe Perisic. For me, I still get Perisic, but I bench is down last time, though.
Perish is the problem in our rotation. Mm. Whether Conte go play him, how many minutes he go play him, whether he go come in as substitute and all that. But I mean, on a normal day, Perish is go deliver. Yeah.
Okay. Going into game week 20 now, like I tell her before, and you know, say one of the things for this podcast and the fact that it will give you things that we say you need to know as you prep yourself, the one ready for next game week. And for game week 20, we'll talk about. The players where they available right about now, Anima. Three players will be say yes. Their availability, they are sure bankers say they go day. I don't know who gets Pulisic, but for me, I don't think Pulisic is somebody I can rely on for my points when it comes to FPL. So that one, I don't want to really talk about Pulisic because you know he deliver. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the man we talk last year before World Cup, Ima. And a Madison.
Oh.
For me, Nagai will be saying normally they always give us point vibes of points. Either mean they score or mean they assist. But fans go miss him.
But after World Cup now, in form no day too sure.
Just 2-3 matches.
Yeah, but no be like how him been they play before World Cup. Before World Cup, him been they score.
You know to play. You know play for England. I know to say
play. Same good.
He get
injured.
Yeah, he go with injury. So
what's in the worry?
Exactly. So me, I know they use that one take the judge because I know say before World Cup.
Yeah,
him been they hot. So now player will be saying you will still give that chance. Say, okay, maybe or maybe not.
Yeah.
To play this weekend or not, or to put down for your squad.
Bench.
Yeah. Bench. Not bench.
Guys, if you get the guy already for your squad, no sell him. Just put him for bench. Now, waiting, I feel, say, be the right thing to do with Madison.
And for Richarlison, fantastic World Cup. He come Tottenham back, but still, that vibe never of Brazil never still there for Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, I think the problem day with Tottenham Hotspur in general.
Generally.
The team itself know they perform well to expectations. So, now waiting, they worry Richarlison be that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on to players that maybe say you guys watch out for based on how they transfer them in. FPL players, many of them, where they transfer these players them in. Emmanuel, first off, Mbe, Rashford.
Rashford is their daddy.
Exactly, is their daddy.
It's their daddy.
Anybody now want to get low, more or less, like, okay, you don't want to get the star boy, Haaland. You don't want to get Kane. If you get Salah, throw Salah, please. Go and get Rashford. Because for me, Rashford has
7 been... 7 million.
No. For this price. And they score goals regularly now. Sometimes, funny thing? If they won't play Rashford, like, if they don't start him, if he enter, he goes still score.
The the guy
and the sweet team that
the form of him live like right now.
For me, Naim is the player to watch. Yeah. Of all the players right there, Naim is the star boy we see you guys watch. Yes, no doubting Erling Haaland. Definitely. We guys watch out for Erling Haaland.
Yeah.
Now player we done they already shine since. Mm-hmm. Also we'll not go forget the man Kieran Trippier. Naim they carried Newcastle United more or less based on free kicks, set pieces,
yeah, and Newcastle so always
get clean sheets. Yeah, they get clean sheets. So that's another.
Remember the match where they play bonus against these guys? Ah, they frustrate us now.
Oh yeah, we say Arsenal don't score.
They frustrate exactly. us now.
So the regular guys, Harry Kane too. Well, 11.6 now player where they score goals. You still feel get them for your team. But like we talk here, Rashford has to be the man because right now Ronaldo no day, no distraction. Silent. No, say one person. Rashford is the man. Is the go-to. Forget anything you want to do. Make sure Rashford is in your team for this weekend. Okay. Who again? If we talk about, but look, sure. Some people get them. Yes. People get them 5.1 million. If you get them for defense, now that bonus too.
Especially for this double game week.
City yeah. And Palace. City and Palace.
Yeah.
But what about Riyad Mahrez for 7.5?
Riyad Mahrez right now after. Post World Cup, Riyad Mahrez be the player with the most minutes for Pep Guardiola after World Cup. So, like, and in the score goals, in the on form. So probably Pep Guardiola go start him over Foden and then get double game week and in the on form. So and in no two cost. So now good differential for any manager where one rotates onto say in a double game week.
If they say who will score against each other between Mahrez scoring against United and Rashford scoring against City, you will go for Mahrez.
I'll go for Mahrez.
You'll go for Mahrez.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Even as Rashford the odd.
I'll go for Mahrez, but me waiting at the plan now to get two of them
just
for
in
the
case.
Double, yes, for the double game week. Okay. Now the safest.
The reason why me I don't go for Luke Shaw now because I know they go chop go. So if you just anybody they go for Luke Shaw, well, if you give help go. Assist. I don't know whether I go fish score, but I know so they go chop go against City. Moving on to the next line. Haaland. We'll talk about Haaland. Haaland, is there anything you talk about, Haaland? Always have him in your team.
Sure.
That's that's the long and short of everything. Yeah. Always have Haaland in your team. Okay, moving on to the next slide. Talking about players, let me say they don't transfer out more than expected. Ima, we were talking last year before World Cup start. Trossard, na man of big games.
Exactly.
Against Arsenal, against Liverpool, against City. Now, these games, they mean they use shine.
Yeah.
Now, people don't need transfer now because they don't see him say, Omo, you know, give you week in, week out points.
And now, the cocoa be that for FPL. Any FPL player, suppose they give managers points. Okay, so, if you know they give manager points week in, week out, there's no point. There's really no point. Although in price, not to cost, but there's no point. Yeah.
And for Van Dijk, more or less, like, he's out. Red card, I think. Or no, sorry. Unjo.
Unjo.
Naim Mekam, yeah. So, you know, go free play.
Yeah. And right now, Liverpool defense, they're on shambles.
Yeah,
like,
true.
So
true. No and more or less, nothing makes sense there. Salah, too, for me, never really step up. Even though say that they try.
12.9 million. 12.9.
I go ask. Why be say, first off, more talk this thing and sincerely, I want sincere answer.
Yeah.
If player, they do well, in money go up.
Yeah.
If they do badly, his money will go down. Why?
Because Salah now, since Salah enter England, Salah they always perform.
Why never they perform?
Maybe from next season they will reduce
money. Why his money they reduce now? Now his money supposed to reduce now because this is not cheating. Because you can't expect say best player when I don't expect so much from Salah. You can't still put Salah at £12.9 million. No, his money supposed to reduce. Just as best we say, they perform. Exactly. In money, they increase when they perform. Maybe this one money self they reduce.
I mean, he still get potential.
Or maybe make many managers come out for their team.
Yeah,
then probably. In money go come down. Probably. Because for me, for £12.9 million, it's still too high.
Managers still, even as managers, they transfer
out. People still get
them. you know,
no, that's the funny thing though. But any which way, Boku says you'll go for this most transferred out players, Trossard out, Tony out, Salah out, Cancelo out, Van Dijk out. All these players they're not gonna play for this weekend. Or they feel play, but play managers know the reason them because of first off, some of them not form, some of them not wunjo, based
and,
on their
manager. And other players they
step up, yeah, with the exactly. Players, some players they inform past them. Okay, Moku, watch out. Strategy to use for game week 20. I go ask the guy inside the house, the man himself, Emmanuel. What TNT say go be the best strategy going into game week 20? Because at this point now, you suppose not at least use half of your chips. bench, bench boost, free hits, or triple captain. You're supposed to only use one or two of them.
And now only wild card I use.
Only wild card?
Yeah, I never touch my bench boost. I never touch my triple captain.
So what do you wait for?
I they wait for the right moment.
What to be, when is the right moment?
This double game weeks, you know, for this double game week, it could make managers get City, Man United, Palace or Spurs assets.
Mm.
Now the sure banger be that.
Okay, so going into game week 20, you look at those double game weeks and you look at the star players where we say go fit play.
Exactly.
The reason say burnout no go there.
For top players like Rashford, them, Haaland, them, Mahrez, players with them from burnout no good day. But for instance, other teams like maybe Spurs, if you just carry Kane, no to reason their defense.
Mm.
But if you reason the defense of City, you get maybe Man United and Crystal Palace. Now the only player safe way I fit talk say a manager support reason for Palace now Olise. What you say? Because the guy there on form a little bit, the guy fit score, even get the opportunity and all that. Yeah.
So, how about Ibrahimovic? Eze?
Eze, not really. Mm. I'll prefer Olise over Eze. Yeah.
Okay. Now the tactics with that, now the strategy with that for this game. Which remember, now double week games go day back to back more or less for this some of these teams. And the fact say some of these players, some of these big teams. Remember, some of them see the Carabao Cup. Some still the FA Cup. So, no forget. So, the burnout fee come. Like, Haaland now. I know say Haaland, they fee rest time for one game or thereabout.
Yeah,
because they get Julian Alvarez. We still fee step in. So, that one sell fee follow day. But, for the free chips them, like your bench boost, your... I don't know who never using wild card. Me, I don't use my wild card. Triple captain.
Mm-hmm.
I think, at this point in time, you go start the reason say, okay. Because... if you don't use them now,
when you go use them?
When you won't use them.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Me, I'd even reason triple captain on Rashford.
Right now?
Yeah.
Give us your banker now. Should we play Rashford? The triple captain?
Triple captain. This is the right time. Mm. Because tomorrow, no, they are short.
And it is psychology.
Rashford feel no play like this again. Mm. And right now, if they enter double game week with the maddest form I've ever seen.
Mm.
From him in recent times, so now the best time to use triple captain on top Rashford, maybe depending on the
manager. I agree with you though, because if you look Haaland well, I notice Haaland go if he play these two matches. For me, if you say Pep go on shuffle him for one, play him for one, maybe rest him for one, or play him one game, come out him early, then or play him for one, no play him for one, or play him for one. Then play him some minutes for the other one. Because I feel saying one...
rotate.
Because for me, I for say my... because my captain is Erling Haaland. I for say triple captain and I'm straight up. But I de fear these changes if it happen. But anyway, Chwe, just note, say, as it be, your free hits them. These are the points. These are the times where you say you're supposed to use them. Your free chips them. Now if you use them. These are the most important time. Game week 20, captain picks. Talking about captain picks, when they talk about the free hits before, when they talk about the free chips, the triple captain, the bench boost. If you get players, then with the bench, what we say you never used before, what we say you know, say they give you points if you still using bench boost. But now, Ima, talking about captain, Haaland definitely for game week 20. That one is rubber stamped, Abi.
No, Rashford. I could go for Rashford.
For Haaland, is there still hope for Haaland for captain to score more goals?
I don't watch City last two games, and Haaland know they really like...
you know they give that goals.
Yeah, that vibe, in body language safe. Just, you know, but you get so... But Rashford right now, they run, they shoot, you understand, they hustle. You get so... right now, going into this double game week, I'll pick Captain Rashford over Haaland.
Imagine they play City. Imagine City beat Chelsea 3-0.
Yeah, but Man United go score City. Man United, I'm even surprised if United win City.
Really?
And if any goal will come
City,
from...
they pursue Chelsea, they pursue Arsenal. They don't say if they drop point against Manchester United. More or less, the title is like kissing it goodbye.
Yeah, but United go score City. And
I know they don't say United don't go score City, but at the talk say, if anybody go score, he go hard for Rashford. Maybe not somebody else. Because, Rashford day, no doubt. But at the reason say... if anybody won't peg anybody right now against City, like if City won't play Manchester United and they won't peg anybody, they won't hold them down, it could be Rashford. That's why I know get Britain space. So if they pick him as your captain, I wonder the confidence where they get to want to pick Rashford as your captain when you know say they play City.
The confidence where they get na Rashford confidence.
Na Rashford confidence. Oh, no.
The confidence right now too much.
It's okay. It's okay. But for me, I would prefer to be smart about it because suppose Rashford, they play teams like Wolverhampton Wanderers now, Nottingham Forest, all those smaller teams, I for understand. But no. No. City. No. I'll still stick with my Haaland as my captain for this week. Game week 20. I still believe, say, Haaland will deliver. Remember, their first leg, he delivered. Haaland delivered for me. So, now that'll be my hope. But anyway, thank you guys for this first edition. Remember, like we tell you, say, this year, now new teams will bring new vibes, everything. And we'll get prizes, plenty Boku prizes for our winners, them, for our FPL. The overall winner for the month, we get Jesse for you. Your club Jesse, the Jesse where you support, the club where they support, the Jesse of that club will give you if you be top manager for the month. Now the good things will they carry come this year. Now be that. Remember, I also say these are our podcasts. If you find out everywhere where they get your podcast from, and making sure say you do that one, say they look out for our podcast. Still subscribe for our YouTube channel. Football Republic NG, Naomi the channel on top YouTube, and also for social media, everywhere for social media with the Kankpe. Just check out Football Republic or the Republicans. Till I enter my yard again next time, may I do well. Na bye, Gary. Na bye, nice.